Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being offered to you on July 31st, 2022. Almost said the wrong thing. And this is the last podcast for July. As you get older, you know, you start losing it a little here and there. And well, thank God my practice doesn't have anything to do with my IQ or anything like that. That's very important in my case. I have a dilly whopper here for you today, I think. This is going to be one of those controversial ones. And I am doing it because, well, every so often it's good to shake up the old pot here a little bit and kind of inform certain listeners what they're listening to and get rid of others and all sorts of things. I'm always culling the herd, as it were. And this is going to be one of those culling of the herd discourses, whatever you want to call it, podcasts. It's about goodness. Everybody wants some kind of goodness in their life, and they think it comes from somewhere over the rainbow. Maybe it's what you think of as God or what you believe is God, or and maybe God in your mind, the God you have created out of your intellect, puts thumbs up, thumbs down on you based on God only knows. You have to figure that one out, because that's the mystery to religion and philosophy. So what I want to do is talk a little bit about the nature of goodness. First of all, goodness to us in this world is based on benefit. In other words, what benefits us to get something that we think will protract our survival and make us richer or have an easier lifestyle, whatever that is what it's really all about for us as far as good is concerned. And we don't see anything other than the whole idea that whatever it is that benefits us, brings us pleasure or gratification in some way, or reassurance or security, what we like to think of as security because we're so insecure. All of these things we try to negotiate, as it were, with the heavens, with a God, with whatever we believe is in control here. We need some kind of authorization from a quote-unquote higher power before we're legitimately pursuing something that is good. Jesus was called good. They called him good master, and he said, there is none good but God. And I know exactly what he meant, because the goodness that lives within people is obliterated quickly by their DNA and their genetic nature. So if you can understand that your concept of good is based in a benefit that you want to have happen to you out of the ethers, out of something that would bring you happiness and reward or health or whatever, then you can understand what I'm going to be talking about today. So the first question comes right out of the chute from Faye, and Faye emails me on the average of a couple of times a week. She is always pursuing something, trying to understand something of what I'm teaching, and she thinks I'm complicated and difficult. But she asks, just in this one email, she goes through a litany of things that have happened to her that don't look like they're good. And she asks, why does she get this from God? And then she says, what is goodness anyway, Faye? And Faye, I don't know where she lives. I have no idea. All these years she's been emailing me and I have no idea. Faye, What is good? It's benefit. It's something that you maybe need or want, something that's very important to maybe your idea of good and bad, right and wrong, maybe to save your life, as it were, as people will say. But our good is only the benefit that we can get from something that we know nothing about, that we want in our life, and we like to say, good comes from God. Even Jesus said, you know, the whole idea, there is only one good, and that comes from God. But you have to understand his orientation, what he was doing. He was talking about the order of the universe and the laws that pertain to that order. And he was talking about the whole essence that that is God. That's something the average person can get their head around. If you give them a noun, they can get their head around that. If you give them adjectives, they want to know about the noun. So I know what Jesus is doing. He was a genius. He was brilliant. He was awakened. He was enlightened. He was so many things, and he was one of the greatest psychologists that ever lived on the planet. But nonetheless, and less than none, what he was saying is there is only goodness, what you and I call goodness, that comes out of something higher than our DNA, our genetic nature. There is none good but God. And that is a huge statement. So anything that, let's say, I do or you do, I go to hospice a few times a week. I give clothing and essentials to little kids in my Batmo project. I do everything I can to help people. Is that good? Well, not necessarily. You know, it helps people. It's a benefit. People are grateful for it. But the truth of the matter is, goodness is something that is not derived out of my biology. If you read Robert Sapolsky's work, you will understand where good and bad come from in human nature. And human nature is based on survival, basic survival. And this is so very true. I've found it to be true in my 50 years of teaching. It is absolutely true. People don't come to learn to meditate. They come to get the benefits of meditation. They don't come to awaken to love or consciousness. They come to find something to appease their human nature, which is never about anything other than getting what they want or deriving some kind of benefit. That they're looking for what they want, and they're looking, quote unquote, for a higher power, an authoritarianism, to bring them some sort of good. And they think it's in the ethers or the clouds or in some place called heaven, whatever. And they have to believe this because they have to. The public has to answer to an authority, absolutely has to believe that an authority figure is in the clouds, it's in government, it's in everything. And we're even at home, at church, in local governments. That's what government is all about. It's an authoritarian thing. And we need that. We want that. As much as we complain and bitch and moan about it, where would we be if we didn't have laws and people telling us what was fair, what was not, what was good, and what was bad? Where would you be? Faye, think about it. Anything you do is in accord with what you can get for what you do. Is that good? Well, people don't want to think of it that way, but that's the way it is. I only do good things because I want to be known of as good, or I want the God that I, you know, don't know anything about to bestow upon me all sorts of benefits that I think will make my life better. I sit there and I am amazed at my students who, you know, in the background, they believe. I had one student who was ill and her mother was ill. And after all the years of being with me, 30, she said, "No, please pray that good things happen to her." I go, "Really?" You know, I didn't say this to her, but really? She has her fate, her karma. She has predestined her own life. Who am I to interrupt that and say to her, "I'm going to intervene here and I'm going to ask God for you to get healthy, wealthy, and wise"? It's just ridiculous. It's childish. And that is latent in all of us, this whole thing of this authoritarian deal. It's latent in all of us. Every single one. We all believe deep inside we are not responsible for our life. We can't be responsible for all of this. And that there must be a higher power that will bestow upon us some kind of goodness, thumbs up, thumbs down. But we don't know how we deserve it. We try to do good things that will eventually benefit us, even in our own pursuit of good. There is selfishness and pride. So, Faye, what are we talking about here? Really? What? You asked me what is goodness? Goodness is anything absent of Gregory Penn or of Faye. And that's just the way it is. Anything that I am not got my dirty little fingers, my human little fingers in, and trying to manipulate for the benefit of my comfort, my safety, my convenience, my whatever, security, that is what Greg would call good. But what the deeper part of me has revealed is that goodness is the mercy I would allow to forgive myself and other people for the crazy things that were done out of our biology. Fate, we live as a multitude of impulse, and these multitudes of impulse constantly are hammering at our life. And we do them. We get angry, we get vengeful, we get prideful, we get hurt, we get mad, glad, all of that. Where do you think the goodness is going to come out of that? We think that revenge at times is good. We love revenge. We love vengeance movies. We love to see the bad guy get his, yada, 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 all that crazy stuff. So what do I want to do with goodness? Goodness is found only in one thing: mercy. Mercy and forgiveness. And if I am not merciful, if I am not forgiving, then I set the course in my karma to have many, many experiences that are there to show me how to get to mercy. The futility of our anger, of our hatred, through vengeance and pride, is one of the ugliest things we could ever do and will do. It's terrible. But that's what we like, and that's what we do, and that's what we believe in. So goodness, well, it eludes us, totally eludes us. And even as you're listening to me, there's a part of you in the back of your mind thinking, when is he going to tell me how to get what I want, which is nothing but good? I deserve good. There is none good but God, as Jesus said, which means to understand the nature of love. Because as Jesus said, God is love. And it is only love that brings forth the great mercy and forgiveness. Love. It is all about love. And love is the presence of life. Not the life as we believe, but life as life itself. And when you meditate, you are entering into that realm. And if your mind is clear, your presence will be known in you. Yep, there we are. I gotta go. Hope that helped, Faye. It was a wonderful email. Thank you for it. And if you have questions, always feel free to contact me. You can get me at greg@aspire.com. aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And please forgive me. Namaste.